Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to our guests and listening audience, and welcome to our Sunday broadcast show, The Reality of the Creator. I am your co-host, Isla, and our host is Imam Shahid Chabaz. Our topic of discussion for today is Wake Up to the Reality of the Almighty God, Allah, Before It Is Too Late. And now a brief profile on Imam Shahid Chabaz. For nearly 40 years, Imam Shahid Chabaz has traveled throughout parts of the South and Northeast areas of the United States, distributing his merchandise and spreading the word of God. His spiritual teachings and words of inspiration have been a solace and encouragement for countless people. He is strongly committed and very serious about his dedication, dedicating his life in service to his Creator through his outreach ministry and community service work. He gives constantly of his time and personal charity to those seeking his help, and the number is increasing daily. He is usually a lone traveler on his journey in the service of humanity. He says, in order to gain heaven, you have to call all the people to God. He took his brother's suggestion and started making CDs to distribute to those seeking spiritual guidance. The request for his CDs has grown so that it has placed him in a financial strain trying to produce them. He is now spreading the word by way of Blog Talk Radio. Let us join him now in today's discussion. And now, Imam Shahid Chabaz. Can you hear me, Imam Shahid Chabaz?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Yes. You're on the air, brother. You're on the air. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, first of all, to all of those that speak the English language. I want to wish you a good morning. And I wish you a good morning because when we were blessed to wake up this morning, it was a good morning. A lot of people laid down last night. They didn't wake up this morning. And whatever our conditions or circumstances is this morning, we still are blessed. If you just look around you and you see what other people are going through around you, then you'll always know that you're blessed at all times. I want to start out like that. I think that's very befitting to start out because in the world today, you have a lot of people complaining about the conditions of the world. But I know because of my faith that if we would be more thankful, more grateful for what we have, and be more grateful that we're blessed, even though we may not recognize it, when we look around us and see those less fortunate than we are, we always know that we're blessed. So we should always understand that our Creator is a Creator that He said He loved those who are grateful to Him, and show that gratitude by always recognizing the goodness and the mercy that He have on us all the time, even when we're conscious of it, and most of the time we're not conscious of it. But nevertheless, He's so merciful. He's most merciful on us all the time, all people. So with that said, we want to open up by saying, with the name of Almighty God, Allah, the one Creator, the merciful benefactor, the merciful Redeemer. We give all praises to the one God. We say, as people who believe in the Islamic way of life, we're called Muslims. But we say to you all today, this morning, of all religions, we say that though you may worship Almighty God in different ways than we do, though you may call Almighty God by different names, but we want to say that we don't worship Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, prayers and peace be upon him. We don't worship any messengers, any prophets of Almighty God. We only worship in Islam, al-Islam. We only worship Almighty God, the spiritual creator of the heavens and the earth, unseen creator. You can't see him with your mortal eyes. You see him with your spiritual vision or insight that he's put in us when he put his spirit inside of us. So that's how we see God, in the spirit. And I was sharing with someone last night that even in the Bible, it says, worship Almighty God in spirit and truth. So that's who God is. God is spirit, and he's true, all truth. And he is the only reality. And the title was Wake Up for the Day to the Reality of Almighty God Before It's Too Late. And we see now that people, you see them today, and we are having so many deaths today. People are dying so fast. I just look around in our families and just our blood relatives and just in the world today, people are dying so fast. And what we need to ask ourselves is that, do we really believe that when we die physically, that that is the end of all things, that there's not going to be a resurrection of our dead body and a judgment day? Do we really believe that that's going to happen, or we just believe when we die that that's the end of all things, we ain't going to know nothing about what goes on after that? People, that right there is not something you have to say you don't believe in. It's the way you live that proves whether you believe that you're going to be accountable to your Creator on the day of what's called resurrection and judgment. Because Almighty God has created nature, and he has created all creation to serve and worship him and him alone. And Almighty God, Allah, says that everything in creation, not just human beings, going to come back to him. He's going to destroy this whole world system, the material heavens and the material earth and everything in it soon, and all things going to be brought back to him, resurrected in his world to be judged. Everything going to be judged. Everything, not just people, all the animals are going to be judged. All the creation going to be judged. The sun, the moon, everything going to be judged to see if it obeys Almighty God Allah's laws. And Almighty God Allah's laws, or the Creator's laws, is justice. His laws are all just laws. Justice means also in justice you have what's called equality. And see, that's what keeps balance and harmony in the creation, is justice and equality. And if we study the creation as people, we will be able to learn our place in Almighty God's creation. Our place is the same as all creation, to follow the divine creator's moral laws, which would cause us to be just with one another. It would cause us to be not want everything ourselves, be selfish, but to be just and equal with our treatment of one another. You would treat others as you would treat yourself, because you would know that Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, when he created us and he put some of his divine spirit in us, he made us one human family, one humanity. And Almighty God, Allah say, when he created the first man and the first woman, Adam and Eve, he said he created Adam a male and Eve a female. And he said when he breathed, or he inspired some of his divine spirit in both of their bodies, they became one soul. And they are the beginning of all the human race, started with Adam and Eve. They are the mother and father of all human beings, all civilization, all human life. And they were one soul. So in essence, all people is one spiritual human family. And this is what we got to come back to save the world from the destruction that we see overtaking almost all human beings today. This destruction is here because the absence of Almighty God, Allah, is not present in the life of most people. And when the absence of God is not there in the human body, in the human being, then the evil forces called jinns, or evil spirits, they take over the human being's mind and heart, and they cause the human being to think that they are evil by nature, and they begin the people to practice evil like they should be practicing righteousness. They begin to love evil and falsehood like they should love truth and righteousness. And I just read not too long ago in the book of Almighty God, Allah, his final revelations, the Holy Quran for all people, where he said that when he gave respite to the one we call the Satan in common terms of the devil, when he cast him out of heaven and he gave him respite on this earth to test man and woman until the day of resurrection and judgment, the Satan said to Almighty God, Allah, he said, I am going to bring all of Adam's descendants under my sway, under my way, my evil way, except a few among people on the earth. You won't have but a few people acknowledging you as God, giving praise to you for all the good you do for them, even recognizing your mercy and your grace at any time. They will live as if though I created the nature of evil in them, when you know and I know and you know you created the nature of good in all your creatures. So today, the devil or the Satan, and he also told the Creator, he said, give me respite until the day you raise up human beings from the dead earth for judgment. And also he said to them, he said, the Satan said to Almighty God, Allah, that is, he said, I'm going to change the nature in most people. What did he mean? What is our true nature? Our true nature is good. Almighty God, Allah, said he created the nature of good in every human being. Every baby that is born with a good nature. Good. Not bad. Not in sin. So the devil has changed the nature of most people because most people have, with having a limited amount of freedom of will, most people have chose to follow their own selfish will rather than the will of their Creator, you know? And so by doing that, you take on the nature of the devil, of the evil in your own soul and in your own heart. And as a result, the devil said to the Creator, he said that he would make the women take on, the females take on the nature of the males. And he said he would make the males take on the nature of the female. And we see this today. I've been talking to people around this country and the world, and in this country in particular, in the world, and if you study and just look around you today and observe, you will find that over the half of the about half of the population of males now, they are acting like females. They done took on the nature. They act feminine. And most of the females act masculine now, like they're men. I work out there in the public, like my wife said. I go to a lot of houses, I work in five cities right now in North Carolina, and when I go to all the cities I work in, but especially here in my home state, North Carolina, and when I knock on people's doors, I do door-to-door like the prophets and the messengers. I go out in the edges and the highways trying to seek at least one soul that wants to be saved and direct that soul to the way to salvation, the worship of their Creator and their Creator alone, who is unseen and eternal. And when I get answers, some people come to the door. Oftentimes, I see females. They come to the door, and what they would do, I sell products, body oils, and they'll say, "Well, I want to get some oil for my old lady." And I'm looking at this. This is a lady saying this now. She's saying, "I want to get some body oil for my old lady." I mean, I have to sell them this. That the oils. I'm a businessman. I ain't their judge, but I'm just saying this is what you see, and you see most of the males out here. You see most of the males, they are on TV and politics and religion. You see most of the males are homosexual. And a lot of them, if they're not just straight homosexual, they're bisexual. They like to have sexual relationship with men and women. So we have a perverted world of people today. And in order to change this perversion, the only way we can change this perversion, we have to stop seeking satisfaction. We have to stop seeking pleasure and carnal and vain desires. We have a carnal part of us, and that is in our flesh nature. And that carnal part of us It desires vanities. Vanities are things that are not real. They're empty. But at the same time, they lead you into ignorance and evil and darkness, mental and spiritual darkness. And so Almighty God, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say the only way we can cure the evils that's overtaken all humanity in the United States and the world is come back to his unity. You see, because united we stand, divided we fall. You see, that's the unity and of Almighty God, the family that prays together, stays together, you see. And long as Adam and Eve was praising Almighty God in the Garden of Eden together, in the garden together, he was guiding them, and that Satan couldn't deceive them when they both were following the word of Almighty God Allah. Almighty God Allah told them, listen, I got trees out there. Y'all got food out there. You can eat all of the fruit from all the trees. He said, but there's one tree I forbid you to eat from because that tree bear the fruit of good and evil, truth and falsehood. And he said to Adam and Eve, the day that you eat of that tree in the midst of the garden, you will surely die. Now, often people, I've spoken on this in various religions, give their interpretation. I'm not giving you my interpretation. I don't have interpretation through the mercy and grace of Almighty God, Allah. He will bless me to give you the right understanding of his interpretation of what he was saying. The trees is symbolic. The fruit is symbolic. It's symbolism. It's in symbolic language. The trees really represent for us as human beings down here on earth societies. And the fruit represent the knowledge. So Almighty God, Allah was saying, anytime we mix, he told them, you mix truth with falsehood, you're going to die spiritually. You're going to lose my guidance. You're going to get cut off, disconnected from the whole of my truth when you mix that false knowledge on that tree that's mixed with truth. You're going to die spiritually. You're going to, and when they ate up that tree, Adam and Eve, they begin to die spiritually. You see? And so on a lower plane on this earth, when we mix truth with falsehood, and this really is just not in knowledge, but when we say we believe in Almighty God and we want to live a life of striving for the pursuit of materialism, and at the same time we want to say we're spiritual people of faith, that right there, people, is a life of hypocrisy, which is trying to live a lie. You see, Almighty God reveals the truth to us, and he reveals the whole truth. Almighty God, as you hear people say, God is good all the time. Almighty God, Allah, his truth never changes. You see, so we need the whole truth today, and apparently most people do not have, are not getting the whole truth simply because we look at the conditions in the world, and we know that their conduct and actions of destroying each other, the human race, human beings destroying the human race, there's no way they can be connected to Almighty God, Allah, because Almighty God, Allah, is life. So anytime you connected with Almighty God, you're working for the preservation of human life. You don't work for the degradation of human life or the destruction of human life. And you see people, the reality, waking up to the reality of Almighty God, before it's too late, is waking up to understand that God is not the things you see, that the reality of Almighty God is unseen. You can't see his spirit with your eyes. Most people are worshiping the things they see. And so when you worship the things you see, you're really, in essence, you're worshiping evil. Because Almighty God, Allah, says the root of all evils is the love of materialism, is the love of this material world, you see. So if you want to turn away from evil, Almighty God say you got to disown this material world and everything in it and only love him, the one you cannot see. And then, and only then, he said he will save you from the evils and the vanities of this vain, evil, ungodly world that he created only to test our faith in him, the one we can't see, to see which of us will be best in our conduct. Meaning that even though you don't see God, Allah, or the Creator, you're supposed to recognize, if you're true in faith, that he sees you at all times, and you ain't hiding from him. You got most people today trying to impress each other as if though they are the gods of each other. You got most people trying to impress. They talk to you, and they try to impress on you and prove to you how much faith they got and how much I love the Lord and love God. Well, they're dealing with the wrong one. We are all here on God's judgment and on God's trial. We need to understand that if we're going to stop the evil in our life and the evil in the human race, we have to recognize our personal relationship to Almighty God for ourselves and recognize that our body is the temple. Our body is the church, if you want to call these names, or the masjid or mosque. Wherever people go to worship in buildings, those are the wrong places they're going to connect with God. The way you connect with Almighty God is not in any religion and any building. It's you connect with God the only way he created us to connect with him, Almighty God, Allah, and that's inside our own heart and our own soul. He put his spirit there so that when we get lost in this evil world, that we can come look inside. But you got to go to yourself, because long as you're following the crowd and the ways of the world, you're going down the road of destruction. And Almighty God say the way that leadeth unto life, that lead to him, to life, is a way that's least traveled. Only but a few people travel that road. So people, I'm saying this because if you want to save yourself, you have to understand it's going to be through your personal relationship with Almighty God, Allah, and you got to understand, don't look for anything he created for power. Don't look for anything he created to worship. Don't call on anything he created when you need help in any situation, because Almighty God, Allah's creation don't have no power, people. Almighty God, Allah, the creator of creation, have all power. So if you're going to seek in the power of help, and most people are not seeking the help of Allah, and it's Almighty God, they show it because of the condition of most of the people in the world. And Almighty God, Allah, right now is warning the world. This is a final warning that he's given the world, that he's soon coming, and he's coming fast to destroy all of the injustice, the oppression, and all of the evil in all the governments in the world, and all of the evil people in the world. He's coming to destroy you all real soon, because he said he created his creation in the heavens and the earth in 6 days, right? It's in the Bible. And you see every day that he created different parts of his creation, all of it was good. So he said he created the heavens and the earth for goodness, his goodness and his justice. And he said he takes all of that which is bad out of his creation, and he leaves that which is good for the good of mankind. He said he keep the, he leaves that here. He said he let that remain. So if you want, I want a future, even in this world, people, your future is very short if you want to continue living a selfish, evil, wicked life. Your days are very numbered. Your time is about up. So with that said, I like to always give people that's listening, if they want an opportunity to come on, this is not our program. I'm being me and my wife, but it's the program for all humanity, all souls that want to understand the reality of their creator and understand that the only way we can stop this corruption and evil from destroying us totally, all of us as human beings, we got to unite and understand that our God, our creator, is one, and we got to come together in his divine unity to fight the evils that's overtaking us, because only he can give us the strength to fight the evil. And in fact, the victory over evil is not ours as human beings. The victory is Almighty God Allah. But if we unite, he will destroy evil for us. That's what's stopping Almighty God from destroying evil altogether now, because we're most of us in religion, we are divided. Most people that say they believe in God, they're divided. And Almighty God don't work in division. the Satan or the devil, he works in division. His motto from the beginning with Adam and Eve was divide and conquer. How did he do that? He divided their attention from Almighty God. He lied and told them a lie that Almighty God didn't tell them. He told them, he warned them not to follow them, not to listen at him. So, you know, in other words, we have to come back to remember that the only way we're going to get true guidance to know right from wrong or to be able to distinguish right from wrong, you have to come back to the fear of Almighty God Allah. And the fear of Almighty God Allah means fear to do wrong, fear to do anything against the will or the divine laws of Almighty God. And when you begin to fear to do wrong, then you will feel yourself coming back into the peace of God inside of your mind, your heart, and your whole being. You will come at peace with Almighty God, and you will know that you are, that's not your nature evil. You'll know that your nature is good. So at this time, we want to give way to the co-host, my wife, and see if we have any caller on the line that may want to participate with us this morning in this spiritual talk.
To our listening audience, if there's anyone who would like to make a comment or ask a question, please push the number one button. I do see that we do have one caller, our 336-375. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Caller on number 336-375-4758. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah. All right. And assalamu alaikum to you. Amen. Shabbat.
Walaikum salam. This is my spiritual sister, and she's a Christian, but I said my spiritual sister because when you're dealing with the spirit of Almighty God, there's no division. We're one. And this is my spiritual sister. Almighty God, Allah says in the Holy Quran that he ain't going to judge us based on our religion, but rather he's going to judge us based on our faith and our good works. So everybody in any religion, if we all strive in serving the same God, and me and Miss Charlestein, my guest today, I shared with her what the Arabic word ahad means, and I thought about that this morning. It means one God, and she never forgot it. And even as a Christian, she says that word in Arabic, ahad, one God. And
yes,
that is the key. That's the key for us to be able to break the division that the devil got us under, keeping us divided so we can't do the good will of our Creator. He's keeping us divided by making us think we're different. We got different gods when he's only one God. Go ahead on,
yes,
Ms. Charlestein. I want to let you speak to my audience. This is a,
yes,
very spiritual lady. She's been gifted to be able to share God's message in poetry, and she's been blessed to do a wonderful job, and I'm very grateful that Almighty God brought her in my life probably about 15, maybe a little more years ago.
Yes.
She's been a great inspiration for me in my spiritual work, walking out there in them streets. She would always, it was like going on a desert. I could go by a house and get me a cool drink of water, which was spiritual,
yes,
talk, so I could,
yes,
go on. And a lot of times I felt like I couldn't go on, but once I left her house, I had that water, and I could go on the desert of life here, and not die and keep on going. So go ahead on, Ms. Charlestein.
Yes, well, good morning to you all. And I have been listening to you as you came on. And I just want to thank you this morning because we do serve the same God, one ahad, and that means one God, and we do serve him. And I just thank you this morning, you know, for having the opportunity just to speak with you, to let you know that, you know, I've been listening attentively to what you're saying, and, you know, we have the same spirit of God, and we are to love each other. It doesn't matter what nationality we are or what religion we are in. If we're serving the same God, then we'll have that same love on the inside, that we can greet our brothers and sisters in love. And if they hurting or down or need a word of encouragement, we're supposed to lift them up and give them that word of encouragement and love to let them know that they can make it. Just hold on and keep on doing what's right. Keep on walking in the right way, just like Iman Shabazz just said. You know, that road that leadeth to God is a narrow road, but that road that the devil has placed for us is wide and broad, and it's a lot of things that try to come to get our attention and take us off of what we're supposed to do. But we got to continue to look into that straight and narrow and continue on that path and just continue to trust God and just do the things that we need to do to help one another and just continue to spread his love.
Ms. Charlestine, that's absolutely beautiful, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, you know, we talk a lot, me and you, and you're my spiritual sister, and we know that God is love. And I want to quote a passage from the Bible, the Holy Bible, and it stands true in the Holy Quran because the Word of God is one and it confirms itself. You know, in the Bible, it's really speaking, this is God speaking to all people. And I found this to be true in my life and in your life and other good people, godly people like us, my wife. God says to, he's asking the people that say they believe in him, how are you going to draw people to me? Mm-hmm. And then God really goes on to answer the question. After he answered, he says, the only way you can draw people to me is through love and kindness.
Love and kindness, yes.
And I find that works every time. I was talking to a beautiful young man in Durham, North Carolina, last night. He's a spiritual brother of mine. I love him as well as you. He's been in my life almost 40 years. He's been a great inspiration for me, him and his family, when I've been out here walking on the desert in Durham, North Carolina, starving for just somebody I can go to give me some spiritual strength. And, you know, we were just talking about also the temple of God. I'll just bring this in at the time. And, you know, a lot of people, they think that they got to be a part of some religion, or they got to go to services on Sunday or Friday, whatever they go and practice. And nothing is wrong with that. But, you know, in the time of Jesus, I do want to say this for all people who believe in Jesus, and we as Muslims believe in Jesus too. Now, as a man of God, as a servant of Almighty God, Jesus was the one that is so famous, and I often quote it, he said, the kingdom of God is within us.
Yes.
And I believe in that wholeheartedly because, you know what, when I was out there lost in the world years ago, over 40-some years ago, I was in all kinds of corruption and sin. And, you know, I tried to become a part of Buddhism. I tried to be a Christian. I was just checking out different religions, and I tried to find, I was trying to find my way back to God out of sin. I didn't want to die. My mother used to say, I don't want to live in hell and die and go to hell. And that stayed in me from a child. So I knew that the road that I was on, it was leading me to the hellfire because I was going to jail, and soon I was going to go to prison, or I was going to get killed out there committing them crimes that I was committing. So you know what? I shared this with you. I want to share it with the whole listening audience. I was talking to a young lady. I called him a girlfriend at the time. We was about 17 years old, 16. And, you know, I told her, I said, you know what? I don't want to keep living like this. I mean, I said, God didn't create us to just live in sin and just fornicate. I said, I would like to marry you. We need to plan to get married and do things right.
Yeah.
But at the time, we were young, so I was just planning for the future. That's what I was calling myself doing.
Yeah.
And anyway, one night, it was a card game they had out there called Spades.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, my mother was down in her house and her mother house and my sister, and they was all in the kitchen playing the card game Spades. I was up the street. We stayed up about a block up from them, and I was just so tired of sin and the weight of the burden of sin on me, and my own conscience and my own heart was just whipping me because I knew the sins that I was committing. They was making my life a living hell, and I was miserable. And even though the other guys and people around me partying and doing everything that I was doing with them, I used to, what I like to say, our slave foreparents back here in slavery in America done, I used to steal away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they would, I would tell them I'm going home to eat because they would say, you don't want to hang. And what they meant, you don't want to stay out here and get high with us and, you know, chase these women and do all of them scams that we were doing at the time. So one night, and I'm going to shorten this, I went home. I was so full, and I was so burdened in my mind and soul and heart, I just couldn't take it no more. I went home, and I went straight past my girlfriend's house. I didn't even want to see her. I didn't want to see nobody. I just wanted to go alone with God. And I went home to that old big house we had, and I just started praying and talking to Almighty God. And some of the things I said, Almighty God, wherever you are, however I'm to know you, I plead with you, come to me tonight. I said, I'm ready to make a sincere change, and I'm ready to change my life and start living the way you created me to live, a good life. I talk to God like I'm talking to everybody on the phone right now. And I was back there in my room, and I just fell down on my knees. I started crying. I got on my stomach. I got crying. I was crying, and I was serious. And I said, God, you know I mean this. And I said, if you give me a chance, you show me the way. I will follow your way from this day forward. And and then after a while, I stopped crying, and I felt a peace all over my body.
Yeah.
From the top of my head to the tip of my toes. And so I stayed there for a few more moments, and I said, I want to go down and just share my experience with my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
So I went down the street to my girlfriend's house. They was back there in the kitchen. It was a house. It went straight back. They had a living room. You had a bedroom, and then the kitchen back in the back. And so they always showed me I could come in because, you know, my mother respected me. I respected them. So I went on in the door, and I was staying in the living room because I didn't just want to go in their presence at that time. I just felt sort of strange, I'll say kind of strange.
Yeah.
So I called my girlfriend to come up in the living room. It was dark in the living room. I wanted to sit down and talk to her. So when she came to the middle room and looked in the living room, I was over there in the dark, and she told me I was lit up. She said lights was all over my body in the dark.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of Almighty God coming into my life inside of me and letting his light shine. And that young lady never forgot that experience. So I just want to say, anytime we want to find our way when we're in this dark world and dark in our mind and our soul, the light of God is always inside of us. That's where I was blessed to find his light, inside, and I've been keeping connected with Almighty God inside of my soul and heart ever since.
All right.
Just wanted to share that with the audience. I hope I didn't talk too long.
Oh, no, that was wonderful. That was wonderful, and it was really good. And, you know, as you were talking, my mind went back to a poem that I had wrote, and I seen you had mentioned to the audience that I am a author and a poet, and I write, and I wrote a poem about we as being lights in a darkened world, and we have to shine and let that light that's on the inside of us shine that people may see. Because it's a lot of darkness, it's a lot of things going on, and a lot of people are looking for that light.
Yeah,
they're looking
they
for that way, and we just have to live our life to where we can be that light in a darkened world to help someone find God and find that peace that he has given unto us, because it is peace. With him.
It's peace. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah, one of his name's attributes is As-Salam, the peace.
The peace, yes, of God,
yes. Yeah, so you're right. He is peace. And but you can't have peace with Almighty God unless you are living a good life. Peace comes from God, and God is all good.
Yes.
So you can't be living good sometime and living bad sometimes and have peace with God. You know, I was talking about this with God, just talk, communicating with Almighty God. And in His words, when I was reading His words this morning before the show come on, Almighty God say most people in all religion, He say they give a little bit of themselves to trying to obey God, but they hold back. They don't want to give all the way, as if though they think they're going to miss something if they give their whole life to trying to live a good life.
Yes,
Almighty God even says in the Holy Quran, His final revelation, He say, when you give your life to me, give your whole heart to me. Do it wholeheartedly.
Wholeheartedly.
Yes. You can't do it some, He said He didn't make but halfway. You can't do that. And you know, I've often said this in the past, excuse me, audience, I've often said, you know, Almighty God, the Creator, He don't hire, it's like an employer hiring you. God is an employer, and the devil is an employer too. But God only hires full-time employees.
Yes.
And the devil, He hires part-time employees because He know His work is temporary, and He know that if you go serve Him, you got to be a person who likes temporary things.
That's the truth. That's true.
But if you're going to serve God, you got to love permanent, not things, but permanent realities.
That's true.
Because God's reality is permanent. God said, even in the Bible, He gave us life, spiritual life, that He would give us life more abundantly or eternally.
Yes.
So our life as human beings is not supposed to be just temporary here on the planet Earth. It's supposed to go on when we leave, when we die, we're supposed to make a metamorphosis or a transformation back home in our real life, in the real world, which is Almighty God's world, and His world is eternal, but it's in the hereafter. After all of this is gone, then His world will come in.
Yes. Iman Shabazz, may I read this poem that I have told you about? Everything that you have spoke about is in this poem. Would it be all right if I read it?
Absolutely.
All right. And then the name of it is A Light in a Darkened World. And it says, the room was full of people, but I could not see them for the darkness. As I entered into the room, I began to speak the word of God. As I spoke, the room began to light up. I could now see their faces. I saw hurt, I saw pain, I saw confusion, I saw sadness. I saw many tears, I saw the fear the children had. They were afraid to smile because the darkness made them sad. I continued to speak the word of God, giving those that felt as if they were lost a new hope, that the light would soon come. I kept on speaking the word, and again the light began to get brighter. I then looked towards heaven, and I asked God, the giver of light, to allow the Holy Spirit to come to shine on His people that had been captured by the darkness. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, free your people from the bondage of darkness. I then could feel the darkness turn and begin to go away. For the light of God came, and the darkness could not contain the light. I looked again, and the bounds were loose. The chains were broken. The people began to move. The children began to smile. Oh, what joy the light has brought. Thou hast put gladness into my heart. I will sing praises unto the Lord. For His light has come, and in His light we shall see light. His light has covered us as He has put His holy garment upon us. Rise up and walk in the newness of light, and never allow the darkness to be able to overtake you again, because we are lights in a darkened world, but we must shine and overtake the darkness. Come. Because the King of Glory has come, and we shall live and not die to proclaim the works of the Lord. Now shine on.
Beautiful, 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 absolutely beautiful. And I love it. And I'm just glad you shared that with all the listening audience. It is so beautiful.
Yes.
As you were saying it, I could just see what you were saying in reality, in my life and in the world.
Yes.
And you know, Almighty God say that he revealed his final revelations in the Holy Quran to a benighted world. He called this world, what you just said, a benighted world. What was he talking about? He was talking about the sun is shining right now. He wasn't talking about the sunlight. He was talking about his light in the hearts and minds of the people was absent.
Yes.
He revealed the Holy Quran in a time in the world when the whole world was absent in their mind and in their souls and hearts of God, their real creator. They were worshiping everything God created, but they weren't worshiping the unseen creator. And so they were in darkness. They were in such darkness during that time that over during in Saudi Arabia, when God raised up his last prophet, Muhammad, there was very little bit of baby infant girls alive because they looked at women as being the men as inferior, and they looked at the women as being inferior, and they looked at the males as being superior. So they looked at females as a source of shame to their families. They were doing things like that. And we see in the world today that in the absence of the remembrance of God, the human race is just doing all kinds of unthinkable things. So we need the light of Almighty God to come back in our life. But I want to say this right here. In order to get that beautiful light of our Creator, you have to be sincere. You have to be pure in heart. And to me, that means you have to desire to live a good life. You got God ain't going to force us. Almighty God ain't going to force us to accept his light.
That's right.
He said, let those who have the will come to me, seek out, and I will guide you to my light. And he said, also, let those who don't have the will, let them stray and continue to stray in the darkness. So it's all about will, too. You got to have the will. Almighty God said, bring your will to him. Give it to him. And what the young man said last night, if you're going to serve Almighty God, he said, you know, when you give God your life and you give him your what problems or whatever you're dealing with, leave it with Almighty God. Trust him. And leaving it with God means just trust him. Don't worry about it no more because
that's
you know that our God cannot fail.
That's right.
And so I just wanted to say that because the light of Almighty God is needed in the world and is needed in the mind and the hearts of most people. And Almighty God say when his light come, also he used another phrase. He say it hits darkness and falsehood in the brain and knocks his brain out. And darkness is dispelled. If I'm saying that word right, it's gone. And the light of God takes back over and we can see our way back to God again.
That's beautiful. Yes, that's true. Yes.
So I really appreciate that beautiful spiritual poetry to help wake us up because what we call this program is a wake-up call. People
all
need a wake-up call to the reality of God inside of themselves. No, this light has always been there. He's just been waiting on us. Take your mind off this dark world outside of you and look to his light, divine light inside of you.
Yes.
It's been there all the time.
All the time. Yes, sir.
I mean, when he created us, he put his light there to guide us, but you got to want it, and you got to want it all the way. You can't place your value on the darkness and this evil of this world, this vain world. God said this whole world is a vain world, meaning it's empty. Yes. Everything we see in it, and you may think it's real, but God said everything in this world is just an illusion.
Yes, it is.
The material world.
Yes.
You say the real world is unseen. That's his world. You can't see that. Looking outside, you got to see his world by going on the inside and looking in your soul, looking in your mind and your soul. But you got to do it with a sincerity that I want to give up this world for your world, God. I said that myself when I changed years ago. I said, God, I said, if it ain't no other way to live but in this sinful world, I said, God, I'd rather be dead. I don't want to live no more in this sinful world. I said that to God. Oh, and he came in my life. He lit me up with his light. Now, my girlfriend said I was lit up. I was in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
She said I had little lights all over my body. I didn't even see the light. She's seen the light.
She's seen them, yes.
I didn't see the light. She said, you were lit up. I never had an experience like that before. And she started hollering because she was scared. She didn't know what was happening to me. And I told her, I said, calm down. It's all right. I said, well, why are you hollering like that? Come over here. And she took her time coming and kept looking at me. I was like, what's wrong with you? And then when she finally got over there, she said, I was afraid because I seen you was lit up. She said, lights, little lights was all over your body.
Wow. And that's amazing.
And
that's just like God
is.
It is.
And he would do that for anybody if they're sincere. I'm a sincere man about God. I don't play with God.
I know that's right.
You can't play with Almighty God, and that's trying to live a double life. You know, you want to practice. You got so much hypocrisy in all religion today. People want to be of this world, and they want to also say, I'm striving for heaven. But you look at most of them, they placing all their marbles, I say, in one basket. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. How are you going to get to heaven if you don't die?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is certainly not heaven here. I was sharing with a young man last night. Almighty God say, no matter if you build your home here on earth or not, he say, these homes here ain't going to last. He say, you best, and if you were wise, you would strive for a permanent home and an eternal abode with him. This home is going to last.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, all the things he give us in the material world, they're just temporary. But he said, all of this in this world going to last forever. So people got a choice to choose the temporary world here and the darkness and evil that goes with it, or they got a chance to choose the world of Almighty God that they cannot see. But if you got faith and believe in God, you know everything he says is real. His world is going to come soon enough. And if you ain't prepared for it, you can't enter his world. He has prepared a place for those who disbelieve in him and want to live in this dark, evil world. He prepared another dark and evil world for them, and it's called hell on the other side. And he said, everybody going to go there who wants to live and just believe that this world is the end of all things, and when they die, they ain't going to have to give an accountability for the life that God gives them. You have to live a good life because he created us, he say, to live a good life. Not a bad life, but a good life, he said, to test us to see which would be best in our conduct. And that's the whole purpose that God wants us to do, as we said earlier. He wants you to let your light shine. I often say out of the Bible, a tree is known by the fruits it bears. You know, a lot of people, anybody can talk faith and belief in Almighty God, but God say he's going to look at your actions and your intentions. How people know you believe in God is through your conduct, your good conduct. You treat people good. You acting right. You got respect. You got manners. You value life. And even if somebody don't treat you kind, you know two wrongs don't make a right. So God said treat even your enemy with kindness. And Almighty God said he'll turn your enemy around, turn his heart or her heart, and make them become your friend.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
But only God, Almighty God, can do that. So we have to turn back to God now because people are dying so fast. We don't even know if we're going to live out the day, but if you prepare for God at all times, you won't have to worry about not being ready when he sent the angel of death for your soul, because he said the wise, the smartest person is the one that remembers death the most, and he said, and the wisest person is the one that's best ready at all times and prepared for God.
Yes.
So I don't want to take up no more time. If you, Ms. Charlestine, want to continue, because I've been trying to get you on, and I'm so happy that you're on. You're very, very enlightened lady, and God has lit you up with his light, and his light is just shining so bright in you. When I come around you, it's just two lights coming together, and it's a big light.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's a big light.
Yes, yes, Iman Shabazz. I just want to give thanks to you and to everyone for allowing me. It's been an honor to be able to listen in this morning, and I do thank you for the opportunity to be able to speak and to read my poem and share it with everyone. And I will be listening in again. I have to go right now, but I just want to thank you all and for allowing me to listen in.
Well, thank you, Ms. Charlestine. The honor is mine and ours. You're a wonderful lady, and you have so much to share with people. And that beautiful poem, if people just reflect on that, that will bring them out of darkness, spiritual and mental darkness, into the light of Almighty God. Just that beautiful poem that you've shared with us. So thank you for your time, and may God bless you with not only a beautiful day, but a beautiful life. And I know he will, because you have the beauty of God inside out.
Yes. And
thank you again. Peace be unto you, my beloved.
Yes, Miss Charlene.
Yes.
Before you leave, I just want to say, too, that was the most beautiful and soul-stirring poem that you read.
Mm,
it was so good, and may God bless you continuously right from the soul like that, this message to the people.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And may the peace of God forever rest upon you and your husband. Bless you.
Thank you, Ms. Charlestine, and may God Almighty continue to bless you to do the great works that he's blessed you to do. I remember when you started, and you remember back when I was in my spiritual immaturity, but you've seen God bless me to mature and be able to reach more of his people, and I've also seen you too. And I'm just so grateful that he's got people like us still on this earth. So you go in and have your blessed day, and I look forward to coming back on, and I just look forward to seeing you, because you're close to me and you're my spiritual sister, and we're stripping each other. We're stripping each other. Thank you very much again.
All right, thank you.
And now we have another listener also who's been on the line for a while. It's a 919 number. 479-2092. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Yes, good morning. This is Larry.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother Larry.
Yeah, I was just on. I was listening in hearing the good word this morning, which is very great. That was a great poem, and she was I could feel the spirit in her, and may God bless this show this morning, and you continue to keep up your good work. You and your wife and you guys are doing a good job. So if anybody have any more comments, I'd just like to listen in. If you want to continue on, I'd like to listen in.
Okay, Brother Larry, well, it's always a pleasure when you do converse back with us. I know one thing that me and you were saying last night, I would like for you to share that with the people, if you would just do that, about the temple and how something you were saying to the effect about when our life is out of order, we have to realize that we have the greatest struggle or trial we got to get our life in order, we have to work on ourselves. We can't be looking at nobody else and judging other people and talking about how they're living and what they're doing. But Almighty God has put us as custodian or caretaker over our own life. And if we don't put the time into our own soul, we have to invest our time into saving our own soul. And that's a full-time, lifetime job. And you were just speaking something to that effect. And I just thought it was so beautiful, because that's the only way you can get your life in order or come back to the light of God. You got to start looking at, I'll use this term, reviewing your own life every day, taking inventory on your own life every day. And we all know right from wrong, and see where your life was yesterday versus where it is today. And you got to realize that even though I might be married, I got children, I got friends, other people, but my salvation lies in me taking my life back, controlling my life from myself. And most people don't realize our worst enemy is our own self. That is our selfish. We are inside of us that want to do things our way rather than the way of Almighty God. And you said that we have to take control of that. And you're right. If we don't take control of it, we got to take our life back from ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very, very well true, and you have to I call it sometime you have to fix yourself. We can spend all our days and all our time trying to fix somebody else or trying to enlighten somebody else, but there are certain lights, I think, that God place upon us, a certain responsibilities, a certain we're individuals, and until you fix yourself, you can't fix anybody else. What somebody
That's right.
else doesn't fat me, so you know, if you can share the word and kick up the mud and throw it all day long on somebody, but if they, and I'm not saying that there are not things as miracles, but a miracle to God is a lot different from a miracle to us. So we can't even take the credit for, because we prayed over somebody and they changed. We got to give that praise to Almighty God. So
that's right.
Until people realize, and I often call you a reminder, and a reminder is simply just sowing. If you sow the seed in the ground, leave it alone. And give it time to grow. You can't stand there and stomp over it and shout over it and expect it to just come up out of the ground. So
that's true.
Sometimes you just got to move on, shine your light, say your word. Some people, I mean, if you just do a good deed, that goes a long way. Sometimes you say a good word, it goes a long way. So,
You know,
and that's how you, but you got to fix yourself. I mean, I was out, like, as you speak sometimes about being out in those streets and doing the wrong things, and I've been out there and been all through the jail, courts and all that kind of stuff, problems with my household, with my wife and my family, and in-laws and all this kind of stuff. However, I know that when all my preaching, trying to tell people how to understand me and how to accept me. And I knew, I found out, and God blessed me because I've always been a spiritual guy as well. And he tells me, look, you got to fix yourself. No need to keep trying to explain things to people. No need to try to keep trying to tell other people how to get where you think you are. You fix yourself, and then you'll be all right, you know. You'll be all right if you fix yourself. Then people will see the light that I put in you, you know,
yes.
Word that you are bringing forth to other people, you know.
Yes, sir.
I've often heard people say, man, nobody's going to listen to you, man, if you out there doing the wrong thing. If you ain't got your life together, who's going to listen at you? So you got to fix yourself.
Nope.
You got to take
That's
time
right.
off to seek God's guidance for yourself.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. And something I was thinking about as you were talking, Brother Larry, is that the blind can't lead the blind. So
right.
Like that lady was saying on the port, the beautiful spiritual poetry, if I'm in the dark and you in the dark, we just two people in the dark. You can't lead me out of the darkness into the light if we both in the dark.
That's right.
You know, somebody got to be blessed to come out of the darkness. And even like you say, once they are blessed to come out of the darkness through the grace and mercy of Almighty God, they won't even have to talk to nobody. The light that of God in them will show them the way how they can come out of darkness through your example. You see it here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. I thought we had got cut off. I didn't know. But I'm just saying, the light of God is the key of this whole talk today, because Almighty God say when you give your life to him, Allah says in the Quran, he said he will give you a new life, L-I-F-E, and he said he will give you a light, a L-I-G-H-T, where you can walk among people and you can be a guide for them, to guide them back to him. Not only guide yourself, but his light will also guide other people that's looking at his light in your life. And Prophet Muhammad said, also prayers and peace be upon him, he said, a true believer, when they are seen, they remind people of Almighty God. He didn't say when they're heard. Anybody can talk. But it's your actions and your deeds that people look at to determine whether you're godly or ungodly. Take me back to a tree being known by the fruits it bears. If you say you godly, you're going to bear righteous works. Your works ain't going to be corrupt, you know? So It's the life we live, and even our children. You can tell your child all day, don't do as I do. You do as I say, it will never work.
Right.
Because we lead by example. We are naturally creatures that lead by example. Even the other animal world, if we study the animal kingdom, the animals, they lead by example. They'll lead their children and teach them how to defend for themselves, how to hunt, how to survive. But once they teach them to a certain point, they push them on out. They have to go ahead on out on their own. They done set the example for them.
Yes, yes, that's true.
So everything that Almighty God created, he created as an example, you know, a good example for us to follow. You know, even the creation of Almighty God, me and you talk about often, he said he created all good. So if we study nature and creation, it will lead us back to the goodness of God inside of our own life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
because
true.
It's good. It works for the good of the creation. The creation don't work against itself. It works to maintain and sustain itself through divine providence.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that is so true, and that's what we have to work on an everyday basis. I mean, our life is a work in process. That's and Allah has showed us this in signs and prophets and godly men have brought us the message and parables of other things that surround us. You know, we come out of the womb as a baby, and we have to learn how to walk and talk. And each day is a struggle. It's we're striving each day. You know, we can be 30, and still we got a long ways to go. We can be 60, and we still got a long ways to go. I don't think we ever get there until we leave this earth, and then we don't know if we're even there. For a lot of time, we just have to do the best we can, bank on what we have that God has already given us and shown us the way, and inshallah that we do that and continue to move on, because every day is a struggle. What is that? The caterpillar that goes in the cocoon to come out and be a butterfly. So every day and life is a transformation. So we just have to continue to put our work in, continue to strive, keep our eyes focused on Almighty God, in regard
of
what somebody says, what somebody else does. We, as I was telling you last night, I believe it was, for in my house, we will serve the Lord. Meaning that, you know, I'm not talking about my house that the rain rains on this roof and all that kind of stuff, or my house with the big TV in it, and anybody comes in there and because everybody's got a different personality, a different attitude, even the kids and your wife. But in
that's
my
right.
house, I will serve the Lord. Means that in my body, in the body, the temple that God has given me, put breath in my body. In this, I will serve the Lord.
Yes, yes. That's what I wanted you to bring out, because everybody has a temple, and as I stated earlier in the conversation, Prophet Jesus and all the prophets and messengers, they all talk to people about their personal relationship with Almighty God inside of themselves, because first of all, Almighty God, Allah said when he created man and woman, he said that he put some of his divine spirit in Adam and Eve, and they became living souls. So over the centuries, from the beginning of time, our bodies have been called the temple of God, and I've heard this, I believe you heard it, and many people, that the Spirit of God, Allah, Almighty God, don't dwell in an unclean temple. So we have to, you've been talking about yourself lately as well as we talk a lot. In order for God to come in you, like I was saying to the audience, I had to stop sinning. I started designed to clean my life up, and I started cutting back on cigarettes and smoking marijuana, drinking alcohol, stealing, robbing, And when I began to do that, I could feel God, Almighty God, Allah, Spirit coming into me. And what I mean by that, I could feel His goodness coming into me. And the more it did, the more I wanted to do good, and the more I wanted to get away from the evil that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I knew, and see, that's the key right there. The first change for somebody that wants the light and the guidance of God to come in their life, clean up your life. Get your moral act in order. You got to start with good morality. Prophet Muhammad said, righteousness is good morality. So that's what we need. That's why if you're living a good moral life, you ain't got to say nothing to nobody. You are setting an example for anybody that want to live right to follow, just looking at the moral life you're living, a good moral life. I want to say this, too, if I can, the Creator willing. When they had that incident at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., where that guy went in there and killed those people, you had a nurse at the hospital, the head nurse up there, I forget the hospital, but the lady came on TV, the Caucasian lady, peace be with her, and the mercy of Almighty God and her mission and her work to try to not only save lives physically, but to save lives spiritually. And that lady said about the United States, she said, we got some evil in our society, the United States, and she said, it's going to take all of us to get this evil out of our society. She said, some evil that's dominating our society and causing us to just kill up one another with no regard for human life. And that lady was so right. And that evil comes when, you just forget God. You know, back when we was in school, we almost 60 years old, they used to have what's called prayer in school, and we had to pray before the school day started. And I remember when they took prayer out of school, I began to see the morals go down in us too. I mean, not just black people, but all people in this country, white, black. And so in order to come back to God, you got to come back to understanding that, you know, no goodness can come unless you get the goodness from God. So if you forget God, where are you going to get any goodness from? You got to come back to God's goodness to come back to goodness. And that's what I want to say to everybody. If you want your life to change, Almighty God say He will not change our bad conditions until we change the condition of our heart. That is, bring our heart back to Him and give it to Him. And when you give your heart back to Almighty God, you're giving your heart to His divine goodness, and then He'll begin to bless you to become back to that good life, that good person that He created you when He put His divine spirit inside our heart. He said He created the nature of good in all of us. So the good is already in us. We just have to choose the goodness of God in us rather than choosing to follow our own will, our own evil, selfish ways. So I'm going to stop right there, and maybe perchance there's somebody else that want to come on. And if you want to come, Brother Larry, I'll let you do so at this time, or my wife, the co-host.
Well, you can go ahead and see if somebody else is on, Shahid.
Okay, brother. Thank you for coming on, Brother Larry.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, brother. It's your program on.
If anyone in our listening audience who would like to comment or ask a question, push the number one button on your phone, and you will be on the air. I don't see any other callers on the air. So at mind the listening audience that you are tuned in the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator. And we want to thank you for coming. I do see another number here, brother, that just came on. I don't know if they're ready to talk or not. Came on the air. This is a 919-908, I believe it is. I don't have my glasses here. It's looking a little blurred. Yes, 919-908-8717 number. 919-908-8717.
Correct.
On the air. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Shalom, sister. Peace and blessings. This is Des
Forever. Peace and blessings to you.
Brother Shai.
Yes, my brother.
Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, my brother. How you doing?
Tahid. This is Dash. You remember you were over the way yesterday afternoon with the family.
Yes, I do.
Good morning to
good
all.
Good morning, my brother. Glad to have you on, my brother.
Yes, it's a pleasure. We represented last night down at the Crazy Camp, and I passed the number and the information on to some fellow artists. You know, big up.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that,
big
brother.
Up.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And it was beautiful talking to you yesterday. I know exactly who you are, and you kept your word. You came on. See, because we got to support each other. I mean, we know that. We know that there's not a lot of us that have came back to the light. So us few that have been blessed with the light, we have to come together so that the light will be a bigger light.
Yes, true indeed. True indeed.
You know, and that bigger light, the more light, the more it will put out the darkness.
Yes.
So by you coming on and bringing the light, and I've seen the light in you, brother, yesterday, you and your wife. I felt the light, and by me and you being dark-skinned, the light, you could just see the light because Almighty God say the heavens, he shines his light. You can see the beauty of the heavens at night more than you can even in the daytime because up in the heavens, you can see the light and all that darkness up there. The light, the moonlight and the light of the stars, you can still see the light in all of that darkness. So down here on earth, symbolically, if we just be light in the midst of all this mental and spiritual darkness of people all over the world, they can yet see the light of God in us in the midst of all that darkness. Just like, I'm going to use an analogy, we used to do this as children, we used to be dark in the house and we take a match and light it. And that little bit of match light lit up the whole room.
It
just shows you how just a little light can diffuse a whole lot of darkness.
Yes. Shout out to Anonymous Jones. True indeed, fortunate K-Man. Represent. Shout out, Booty. Tina.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, man. So, you and your family doing well today?
Yes, true indeed. This is a blessed morning.
Yes, and it's a blessing for us to be here to continue praising Almighty God like we were blessed to do yesterday in our hometown, Durham, North Carolina. You was one of the highlights of my day yesterday. You and your wife, y'all gave me great spiritual encouragement, and after I left y'all, man. Oh, man, I went over to MacDougall Terrace. You know, that's the biggest project we got there, housing development in Durham.
Mm-hmm.
And the people were just waiting on me, man. It was just such a beautiful day, man. And you know, when they seen me coming, you know, it was like they seen the light from afar. And they just appreciated it. And we can't forsake our people. I was saying to one brother yesterday, more than any people in the world, we as African-American people, we give up on our people too quick.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to stop that. Other people, even white people, and I ain't a racist, but I like this about them. I don't like it about them, but you still can learn from good or bad, even in the wrong, white people take up for each other, even in the wrong.
Mm-hmm. True indeed.
And black people, African-Americans, we won't even take up for each other in the right, the majority.
Alhamdulillah. praises do.
We gotta stop that, brother.
Okay, bro.
You know, we gotta encourage each other. And, you know, I wanna share this with you, my beautiful brother. There's a saying that we should never look down on anybody unless we picking them up.
True enlightenment.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and that is so powerful to me because we as a people, We are suffering from the effects of slave mentality worse than any people in the world, African American.
Yes.
So much. Absolutely, brother. More today than 100 or 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least 200 years ago, our forefathers knew they was in physical bondage, but a lot of them were free in their mind and in their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to sing songs and talk to Almighty God inside, and the white man didn't know what they were saying because they were speaking in a different language.
That old-time religion,
you see. And we got to bring that old-time religion. I'm going to tell you what that old-time religion is. A lot of people might not want to hear this, but it's the truth. That old-time religion is Islam.
Mm-hmm. Self the Lord.
And see, all Islam means is submission to the will of Almighty God. That's what
exactly.
It means.
True.
That's
true.
All it means. It don't mean nothing. It's an Arabic word that simply means submission to the will of Almighty God. That's the way everybody was created, to submit to the will of Almighty God, not to submit to his creatures or creation, but to submit their will to their creator.
That's all the true believer is.
That's all the true believer is. So everybody and everything that's created is created Muslim, because it was created to submit. Everything that's created is created in submission to the will of the creator. Am I right?
Yes. As of our way of life, which is Islam.
That's right. That's all Islam is. It's a way of life, the way of life for all creation, not just people, but for the whole creation.
Mm-hmm.
All
universal.
Nature. The whole universe serves the Almighty God, Allah, and it's called Islam. It's Islamic universal life and law.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have life if you don't have law. Law governs life. The law of God governs our life, and it also protects our life from evil.
Which are the true jewels.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people nowadays you see striving, and you got more black millionaires and more rich people, materially speaking today, even in our race, but you find that the people, what the world needs is not more material wealth. The world needs more spiritual love.
Yes.
That's what Jesus said. Prophet Jesus said it's coming a time 2,000 years ago in the world, and we're in that time. He prophesied. He said it's going to be a great famine, shortage all over the world, the planet Earth. And he said it won't be a shortage of food, F-O-O-D, of physical food. He said it'll be a shortage of the Word of God, which is food for our soul and our minds and hearts. And that's what people are starving for. They're starving for spiritual and mental food, spiritual food.
True indeed.
And that's our job as people who've been enlightened by Almighty God to feed the people and feed the people spiritual food. That's what we were doing yesterday and all day long. Man, I didn't get home until about 11 o'clock. Almighty God had me out feeding the people spiritually all day and all day. And it was just a glorious day, man. And I just thank him for using me and letting me be one of his lights. And you and your wife and my wife and the other people are listening on the program, and other people who ain't listening. And I pray that he continue to bless us to take that light out and let it shine. You can't keep that light in the house and in the church and in the master in the building. Take that light out and let it shine so other people can see it out there in the midst of mental and spiritual darkness out there in the society.
Yes.
So if you got any comments, my brother, you can go ahead on. I just want to share that, and I'm so happy that you came on and you kept your word, and tell all your friends they can come on and give their insight and input, because we all got to solve these problems together. It ain't about race. It ain't about no one race. It's about the human race.
I
welcome everybody to come on if they're godly. You can be Jew, Christian, whatever you call yourself. We all is one human family. We all have one creator, and we all got to submit to him so he can help us straighten out the evil in our life and the evil in our life as human beings. He's the only one can do that for us. We can't do it ourselves.
But I just
You got to have them, brother. I want to listen to you now if you want to say something to the audience.
or just call to wish everyone peace and blessings. The local artists of Durham, North Carolina, for the proposal of my business plan of Earth World ICU, Concert Unison, the Fountain of Youth Summit, which are in, is in the works, youth of our community. Thank you to Quilly Colt and a proud program, my family. Wouldn't have been possible without you. And,
would you give the people the information on how they can contact you, my beloved brother? You got a phone number that you want to give them to contact you?
I could give you my email address.
Yeah, give the audience your email address so they can email you, because you got a lot of wonderful things going on, and I want to participate with you also so we can work together to dispel this mental darkness and bring the light of Almighty God back into the minds and the hearts of not only African-American people, but all people.
True indeed. My email address is psicusos@yahoo.com. Again, that's psicusos@yahoo.com. You can reach me on Facebook under H. Wayne Diamonds Chris Jr. And this is an open invitation, open discussion. I'll hit you back at my earliest convenience. And without the love of our people and the one true
brother,
God.
Brother, could you just repeat that again a little slow? I'm trying to write it down, and I might have missed something. Was that email address esos.com?
P as in Peter. P as in Peter, S as in Sam, I as in Islam, C U S O S.
Okay. You're putting it all. You are. I have the P S I, and what was the rest of that?
C U. S-O-S. C-U.
P-S-I. C-S-P.
No, P-S-I. C-U. S-O-S.
What comes up to C?
U.
L.
U.
C-U.
S-O-S.
P-S-I. Okay, psicusos.
Yes, at yahoo.com.
Okay. And brother, what is your that's your email?
That's my email.
What is your Facebook?
Yes, H as in Herbert. Wayne. Diamonds,
right.
H. Wayne Diamonds, Chris Jr., H. Wayne Diamonds, my last name is Chris, C-R-I-S-S, Jr.
H. Wayne Diamond, Chris Jr.
Mm-hmm.
That's your Facebook name.
Sure is.
Brother, we will be being in contact with you and passing the word and assisting you, as my husband said he will be. And thank you so much for coming on to the program today.
Yes, and sister, may I ask your name?
He wanted to ask your name, wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am the Imam Shaheed Jabbar's wife. My name is Isla Abdullah.
True indeed. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings.
Yes, peace and blessings to you, Isla.
Pardon me?
The brother said peace and blessings to you.
Oh, and likewise to you, brother. May Allah be with you.
As well as you.
Thank you for coming on, brother. Have a blessed and wonderful life, you and your beautiful wife.
You as well, Brother Shaheed. Peace and blessings to all.
Thank you, Brother.
All right. At this time, I want to make an announcement and remind the people that they're listening to Imam Shaheed Shabazz's The Reality of Life broadcast, Sunday broadcast. And we want to thank you for participating and joining us. And we'd also like to remind them that in order for us to bring the show to us, to them, in order for us to bring the show to them, and to assist and help each other, people that we are helping in the community, in our outreach program, that it costs, that we need finances, but any donations that they might have, we would like for them to give us a call, and they can call us at 336-497-8734 or 301-672-3381. I'm working on now getting PayPal so that they can just pay us direct through PayPal, but at this time, any donation that they like would like to assist us with, they can call us and we'll be glad to receive it. You may now continue. Let me see if there's anyone else on. I don't see anyone else on. Anyone else in the listening audience who would like to make a comment? As the person at the time, you may dial the number one, but we will be glad to bring you on the air. Back to Imam Shaheed Shabazz now. Imam Shaheed Shabazz?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear
Imam
me?
Shaheed? Yes, you're back on the air now.
Oh, okay. I would like to say to two of my beloved brothers, one in Salisbury, North Carolina, and one in Durham, North Carolina, Brother Kurhan and Brother Hakeem. These are two of my beloved brothers in the faith. And I just want to say that though you all might be weak in your faith at this time, Almighty God, Allah said he will not give up on you, brothers, or people, if they don't give up on him. So I want to encourage you, brothers, don't give up on Almighty God, Allah. Call on him, no matter how weak you are and what sins you're committing. I've been down there in sin, too, and I've committed so many sins and such sins. But I never thought that Almighty God had left me, and so Father, therefore, me not thinking he had left me, I kept calling on him, and he kept coming to me. So if you never forget Almighty God Allah, and no matter how weak you are, keep calling on him. If you're sincere, he will always answer your prayer. He said he listens to the prayers of those who are sincere that call on him. And he said he will answer the prayers of those who keep trying to come back to him. And I often say, nothing beat a failure but a try. If you keep trying to do right, Brother Quran, Brother Hakeem, Almighty God Allah will eventually help you to do right. And doing right is not something you do overnight. You have to put in the work of trying to do right every day. You have to live every day as if it's your last day on this planet Earth to get your life right. You can't take not one day for granted because tomorrow is not promised. Not even the next breath is promised. Somebody dying as I talk right now. Not somebody. Lots of people are dying right now. The next person could be me or you, brother. So don't take time for granted because we don't have a lot of time. And I want to say to you, brother, as long as you need me, you call on me, and if you want to do right, I'll always be here to assist you as long as you're trying to do right. I'll never give up on you as long as you're trying to do right. Because Almighty God, Allah, don't give up on me, and I try to do right every day. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I got my own shortcomings. But I'm always, every day, no matter what the circumstance, I'm still trying to do right and asking Almighty God, Allah, to help me. Because we can't do right without the help of Almighty God. But in order to get his help, we got to do our part. He helped those who try to come away from wrong. You can't just submit to wrong and submit to evil and think Almighty God going to force you to change. He gave us free will. We have to choose to do right. We have to choose to come back to Almighty God. It's a choice. Just like we choose to do wrong, we got to choose to do right. But in order to choose to do right, we got to ask Almighty God Allah to help us. because Almighty God, Allah, said he created us weak in flesh. So in our flesh, all of us as human beings, we're weak. And without the grace and the mercy of Almighty God to help us to overcome the weakness of our human flesh and human imperfection, Almighty God, Allah, said none of us as human beings will ever be pure if he don't have grace, if he don't have mercy on us and lift us up above our carnal, false carnal desires and lift us up to in the spirit of in his spirit and the spiritual life that he created inside of us. He has to give us our spiritual life back. But you got to give your life back to him in order for him to give you your spiritual life back. You got to take your life back from your own false self. That is the false carnal self. Our false carnal flesh desires, we have to fight that. Like somebody taking up martial arts, you have to discipline yourself to take up martial arts. I took up martial arts, and it was hard discipline. I started to quit many days, but I said if I'm going to learn self-control and discipline to take my life back from sin and corruption, that's why I took up martial arts, to learn self-control, self-discipline. But in order for us to learn self-control and self-discipline the right way, we have to submit our will to the will of our Creator so he can give us the discipline, the spiritual and moral discipline to take our spiritual life back from our carnal, fleshly, false life that's trying to destroy our spiritual life all the time. Just want to say that to you too, brother, before we go on. So keep in tune to the program, and you will be blessed to get some strength. And if you brothers ever want to come on and ask a question and ask me or my wife or any our guests to pray for you and pray with you, we'll be glad to do that. So, wife, at this time, I want to let you make a few comments, and then I'll come back and go from there.
All right. Thank you, Imam Sahib Shabbat. I just want to remind us again that you're listening to, for those of you who might just be coming in the listening audience, we always get those who just want to listen but don't want to comment. And we thank all of you for joining us today. We would like you to invite others, too, to come in and join us. And if there's any suggestions that you have for us to improve in our show, some comment, some questions that you have to ask that you want to answer, just feel free to do so. Let us know. This is not just our show. It's your talk show. We're here to help you. And we can only help you when you know what it is that you need, what your needs are. So those of you in the listening audience, if you want to make any comments now, push the number one button. If you would like to just listen in, again, we're glad to have you. We'd like to remind you again that we're speaking of coming back to our Creator and saving ourselves through seeking His help and His guidance. We have to wake up now, not later. Tomorrow's not coming to the end of us. And we have to seek the help and guidance of our Creator, the one Creator. If we seek our Creator's help and guidance and submit ourselves sincerely to His will, we will not be influenced by the evil Satan. We should be above that which belittles us by always questioning what we do or say. Is this reason or disreason to God, or is this a part of self-desire? Thank you, King. To coerce man into thinking that wrong is right and right is wrong, and it's okay to do this or the other, because all the others are doing it. That's the way that Satan wants you. Keeps you misguided from the right. Make Satan the evil suggestions flee from you. Satan is only your false self-desire. As Imam Sahib Shabbat said, Satan's main weapon is sex and women. God says if we submit ourselves to him, we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. by having faith in God and trusting in Him to begin to live a better quality of life on the highest level of existence, the life that God has planned for man. Put God's law first and obey Him. Then obey that in man's law, which is in agreement with God's law. He shall truly provide the virginity of the mind and spirit as well as of the body. To purify the soul is to purify the self. Christy is designed by God. Sex is designed by faith. Again, we will turn you back over to our Imam. Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for those comments. I just want to say to the listening audience, ma'am?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. All right, you're back on the air.
Okay. I would just like to say, in concluding the talk, to the listening audience that I want to use this word universe, and I want to speak to you all about the universe. Now, in the word universe, you have in the first part of that word unity, and the last part is verse. Now, the unity in the universe is the unity of Almighty God, Allah. And the verse, if you think about verse, you got verses in the Bible, you got verses in the Holy Quran. A verse is a sign. So what I'm saying is that when we come together in unity to worship Almighty God, then we will be able to read His signs. The verses in His creation, his universe, will speak to our mind and speak to our heart, and they will direct us back to Almighty God, Allah. Everything in the universe speaks to the human mind and heart and soul, and it all directs us back to the creator and originator of the universe. So unity and universe means the unity of God when people come together and they worship God. Verse also means, like you sing in a song, you got verses. So all creation also, the whole universe, sings the praises of Almighty God, Allah. And you see unity in the universe. So if we learn from the universe to praise Almighty God, our Creator, together as one, then we will see a world changing right before our eyes, transformed right before our eyes. We will see a world of harmony with people. We'll see a world of unity. We won't see different religions. We'll see one human spirit, one human soul, one creation, and one creator. Because that's what, in essence, the whole universe is created on one order by one creator. Everything is created in the divine unity of Almighty God, Allah. It's created to reflect His unity. But the only difference in us as people, we have to choose to follow the laws, the divine laws of the universe, which is righteous and just. And the only way we can do that, we have to choose Almighty God over ourselves. And I want to say this in my conclusion. Almighty God, Allah, say to all people that if you want to find satisfaction, you can't find it in the material things you created. You can't find it in material things. Almighty God, Allah, say you heart, H-E-A-R-T-S, do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Almighty God. So if you're seeking satisfaction, people, in anything other than the divine grace and mercy of God, you will never find it. Because in Almighty God, remembering Him, which means remembering His goodness, remembering His love, remembering His grace, remembering His kindness, you're remembering Him. Remembering all that He do for you of all that's good in your life, all the good Almighty God, Allah say, in our life, it comes from Almighty God. And He said, all the bad that happens in our life, it comes from our own selves, our own doing, being selfish, following our own selfish will. So if we want to change ourselves, first of all, turn back and submit your heart, give your heart back to Almighty God, and He will put His divine love and goodness back in your heart, and He'll change your outer condition, and then you'll be a reflection for other people, and you'll be able to show them how to do the same thing and we'll see each individual. You make a big difference. So don't never play yourself short as an individual, because one person can make a great difference in the world if they live a good life. Because there's a saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. So one person living a good life, we're taught, is harder on the devil and the evil he got in the world than a thousand people who are in a religion who are ignorant, which means they have, say they got faith, they're in any religion, but they don't practice their faith, which means they don't live a good life. They just go through rituals and they continue to be up the world sinning. You ain't no threat to the devil if you're in a religion and you don't live a morally good life, if you ain't living a moral, upright life. If you're immoral and you're in faith and in a religion, you're no threat to the devil, because that's his job to keep us immoral. But when you come back to good morality, you're a threat to the devil, because you're a good example for all the people around you. And just like people look at evil and follow evil in the world, if you put the goodness of God, Almighty God alive there, you'll be putting the good out there, and I guarantee you it'll be people following the goodness of God they see in your life. So with that said, I'm going to conclude this talk for today by saying that there is no God except one God. And I would like to say that one God is the God of all people. That one God is eternal. He have no beginning and no ending. That one God is the uncaused cause of all that exists, meaning that nothing brought his existence in existence, but he's the one that brought everything else in existence, and he's the one that's going to take everything out of existence real soon. And this one God, he begets not, and neither is he begotten, meaning that no woman, he didn't have, no woman didn't birth him, and he don't have no birthday. He won't create it by his creatures. He created all his creatures. He created women and men to come together to procreate, but nobody created him. And that one God, and there's nothing he created that could ever be compared with him. I mean, I would like to say that, and I would like to greet you all, my listening audience, in the greetings of peace from all of the prophets of Almighty God, from Adam, the first prophet, down to the last of the prophets, Muhammad, in the beautiful greetings of peace. As-salamu alaykum. That means peace be unto you all. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. I pray that Almighty God, Allah, forgive us if we said anything contrary to his will. We ask him to guide us and use us so that he can speak through us and relay something positive to you all today to help any soul out there that may be seeking the light of God and want to come out of the evil and the darkness and the corruption of this evil and ungodly world. Thank you again, everybody. Have a peaceful and blessed day and life.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And I want to remind you that you were listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We want to thank him for his beautiful talk and discussion today. And we want to remind you to tune in.